It's cold in Green Bay, but not as cold as it was December 31st of 1967 when the temperature was 15 below zero.
I feel fine except for my face.
Yeah. Packers CEO Mark Murphy was kicking off a Paint the Town Green and Gold campaign by spray painting a slogan on a downtown street. He says players are ready and doesn't think the cold will be a factor. Instead of 15 below, temperatures this weekend could hit 15 above.
Yeah, and the technology, everything's so much better now, and the heaters on the sidelines, and we've got, you know, our field is heated, so we should never have a frozen tundra. Now, I think, I've always been very impressed with the way our players and players generally have been able to perform in all kinds of weather, and you think back in 67, they didn't have so many of the advantages that we have now in terms of keeping people warm and be able to play in the conditions. So it's pretty remarkable that the players were able to play the way they did back in that time.
The game is remembered for the heart-stopping action on the field just as much as for the weather. Quarterback Bart Starr went in for a last-minute game-winning touchdown. It's a game that'll live in the annals of sports history, according to Green Bay Press Gazette sports writer Wes Hodkowitz.
I believe it was Ken Bowman and Jerry Kramer, the offensive lineman, opening up the hole and Starr going right through it. And the Dallas defensive line, I think it was the Doomsday defense, they were known for being able to stop teams in short yardage situations. For it to not only be that scene in that, environment, but to come down to a significant play like that, a last second play, that just doesn't happen a lot. That's magic.
A lot of things have changed since 1967, but not the love John Hess and Mel McCartney have for their team. The Madison area Friends will be in the stands Sunday in the same seats they were back then. John Hess knows because he embroidered his seat number in his vintage Cromer hat.
Our seat is in section 116, row 7, seat 23, as I read my hat.
The two may need a reminder of where their seats are, but McCartney will never forget the cold that day, so he thinks this weekend's temperatures won't be a big deal.
That's a big difference in terms of how you can function, and one of the key things is the ball freezes at 15 below. I mean, the ball will be cold here and hard, but that ball gets like a rock when it's 15 below.
The Ice Bowl is like the Woodstock of football. McCartney says if everyone who says they were there actually was there, Lambeau Field would have had to have been a lot bigger.
Instead of 53,000, it would have been 530,000. I mean, people wanted to be there and were there in spirit, but they forgot they really weren't there.
Whichever team wins at Lambeau on Sunday will play either the Seattle Seahawks or the Carolina Panthers in the NFC Championships. From there, the winner will meet the AFC champions in the Super Bowl. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.